CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. I'm going to go through the pre-net check-ins, then we'll go to EchoLink, and then any brand new hams, and then we'll start the RF section of the net. So for the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, he's bringing with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're over in Traveler's Rest. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. And KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Good to have you guys with us this evening. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability. And next up will be the EchoLink stations. We've got a few EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John here in South Florida, in Bradenton City, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, Dave. WN4V.
Hi, before you get out here. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley. Good evening to all my dear friends on the net. And we'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there are a couple more EchoLink stations, but if you don't have any audio, feel free to type in the the text section of EchoLink, and we'll get you checked in that way. Net Control would like to recognize WN4V. That's John. He's over in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight, John. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And K4YNG, that's Fletch over in Easley. Always good to have you on the net, Fletch. We do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. There are a couple more EchoLink stations. If you want to go ahead and type in the chat text box, we'll get you checked in that way. If not, feel free to check in during the RF section of the net. Any brand new amateur radio operators that haven't checked into a net that aren't sure of the protocol and would like an opportunity to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, call W4DJW. Okay, yes, we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators, but we'll keep trying. I think the test sessions are going again, so we should be hearing of more amateur radio operators, new ones, coming on the air soon. Tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called that begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative. Say it's 73 for each one of you.
Have you? Oh, good, Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
J.W. In Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform. It's K04KHU. George in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DJW. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Oh. Okay, the India through Lima group is a good group. They control like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding like he's sitting right next to me in the room from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us, James. You're sounding very, very good. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Tell Beverly we said hello, Sid. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday night at 8 o'clock p.m. on 14664. Just a click up from where we are right now, 14664. And with a PL tone of 91.5, he has a great net every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Stick around for after the net. They have slow scan TV. If you're interested in how that works, you can learn how that works and have fun doing that. Sid, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Appreciate you checking in. Appreciate you being here most every night. Good to have you this night. Tell Beverly we said hey. And KO4KHU, that's George. He's over in Simpsonville. You sounding good from Simpsonville tonight, George. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good as usual, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's at the base of Table Rock. Sounding good on the portable, Andy. Good to have you with us this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group or Echolink stations that haven't checked in yet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go right ahead and move up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix that are called begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Hey, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. But thanks for calling at 73.
Okay, there's another good group in the control I'd like to recognize. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's sounding good. Bring with her KK4DMW, that's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And they are all over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. You guys stay safe. And K4OIM, that's Walt, who's probably shadowing me. You make number 19 just for a checkpoint there, Walt. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Appreciate you practicing being a net controller. W2MJB, that's our Sunday night net controller, and KN4HTP, that's Wendy, that's Mark and Wendy. Wendy's the Monday night net controller. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Mark, tell Wendy we said hello, and appreciate all you do for the net. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHIW. Okay, we'll move it right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix a call that begins with letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHIW.
DJW. Check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, and I'm mobile in Asheville. I'll be no comment and no traffic. Have a good evening.
Okay, that was a double, and John won, but I got them both. John, you beat Gabriel this time, and I think when we checked into Sid's net, I beat you. Anyway, I was running 50 watts, by the way. That control I'd like to recognize, KN4RJN, that's John, he's over in Edmond. I got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in a little bit. And doubling with him, KN4TZW, that's Gabriel, over in Hendersonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Gabriel. You're sounding good. What I heard of you, you lingered longer than John, so I did get to hear the last three of your call, which is what gave me a hint who you were. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll push it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
94DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve, and we're out and about around Parris Mountain tonight. We'll be just passing through negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net. We do appreciate what you do for the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve, who's out and about around the base of Table Rock, or not Table Rock, Parris Mountain. Sorry about that, Steve. Be safe out there in the mobile. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like Steve has that group all to himself. We'll go ahead now and wrap it around to the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters A through D. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4 DJW. Dave, this is Glenn Greenport, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, KD2BNG. Just check me in and out, but nice hearing you. Thanks for calling in.
Debut. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, and Charlie. In 4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
DJW. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. David and Easley, no traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That is David. He's over in Inman. Sounding good as usual, David. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. KD2BNG, that's Glenn. He's over in Gray Court. You're sounding good too, Glenn. Appreciate you being here this evening. Good to hear you on the radio. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good. Stay safe. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. Must be on the handheld because you got some white noise in there with you, but we got you checked in. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good without the white noise. Appreciate you being here. Let's go ahead now and bump it up through to Echo Through Hotel. First letter suffix your call begins with letters E through H, and you like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like that's going to be our vacant group this evening. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. Jeff down here in Ware Place. I was asleep at the wheel, man, when you called out mine. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4JQX. That's Jeff. Down in Ware Place, asleep at the wheel. We went past this group. That's okay, Jeff. I know exactly how that is. Sometimes I feel a long, busy day. I know exactly how that is. Sometimes it's not easy to keep your eyes open past 9 o'clock. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. Appreciate you waking back up and checking in with us this evening. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. So what's your count just for Walt's benefit?
You know, I was thinking about saying that before I gave it over to you. We're at 30. Checkpoint for Walt is 30. He should be at 30 right now.
Catch that. You up with us?
Yep, I got it. That's what I had, 30, but I didn't get everybody's name and location, but I'm getting better at it.
That it's easier actually doing it than it is following somebody else, because at least then you can, you know, ask them to repeat themselves. But so what's going on in your world, David?
Well, Walt, that's how you learn. Appreciate you taking the time to follow it. I know it's a lot of fun for me when I was learning how to do it, because if you got behind, you could just put the pen down or push the keyboard back or whatever process you were using, and catch it another time. But once you get going, you get doing it. Like John said, you can always ask people, and people are very patient for you when you first start off too. They'll go a lot slower. Then once they get used to you, they'll abuse you. But that's good. That's what we're here for. And John, so I was looking. I was job searching today. And guess what I came across? I came across a job opening at Lockheed Martin for a NASA contract for a mission to Mars. I tried to apply for it, but it had a field that was grayed out that you had to have it filled in before you could go forward. So I had to kill the wizard and start over again, and I never got to get back to it. Got too busy at work. But anyway, I've been searching through Indeed. I put my resume on Monster. My wife told me, don't do that. Put it on Indeed. So I put it on Monster, and I got 35,000 hits. I put it on Indeed, and I got 97,000 hits. So I started going through them today. Came across that one with NASA and got really, really excited. How about you? What you been doing today?
Headed to Mars, that's for sure. But that's going to be a long commute, isn't it? I mean, or is that just getting them there?
Well, it's a team. It's managing two teams of developers. One team is at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and the other team is at Houston in Texas. So it's two sets of software development teams that pick a portion of whatever it is for the module that they're going to be transporting there, whatever the software has to do, and you set up, you do all your testing, your resiliency testing, you do the design, the programming, the testing, the QA, the performance testing, the negative test cases. You do all that yourself for delivery of the product that's going to go from Lockheed Martin to NASA to be used for one of the trips coming up to the moon. Or to Mars, that is.
At least it'll be warmer down there, or are you going to just work from home?
Well, I don't know. Right now, it's work from home. I meant Mars, going to Mars. I don't think they're too interested in the moon for some reason. I don't know why not, but I think that'd be a better launching point, but I guess not. But right now I'm thinking that it is remote because of COVID, so everybody's remote. But when COVID's over, they're probably going to want you in one location or the other. I asked my wife if she'd be willing to move to Cape Canaveral, and she said, well, it depends. She didn't say what it depends on. She just said it depends.
Well, I've noticed that, or read some stuff in the news about a lot of the companies that had to go to, you know, work from home have figured out that their employees are happier, too, that they don't have to rent near as much office space, and three, it saves on a whole lot of gasoline, so this may continue on for a while, so you might not have to go to Florida, or Mars, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't think I'd qualify for Mars. I think you'd be younger than me to go. I don't think they want any 64-year-olds going to Mars, or they're not going to send any people. By the time they start sending people there, I'd be like 84, 94, something like that. I think it's in the 30s, and the 2030s when they're talking about sending people out there. But I don't know, Florida might not be too bad. I have never lived close to the ocean. That'd be kind of neat. I don't know what it's like living, smelling the ocean breeze every morning might be kind of cool.
That would be up until about hurricane season, and then you'd wish you were back up here. But, But anyway, well, that sounds cool, man. I hope you get something like that. I know you're not overly excited about your current position.
Yeah, I got to do something about that. Just not enjoying it since my boss got replaced. the new guy has a mouth, but he has no ears, and that's not anybody you want to work for. And I'll just leave it at that. What have you been doing today?
Steps finished, coming down into the basement. Got those all taken care of. So now I got to clean up this mess down here. And the guys came back to work on the shower. They laid it to before and then said they'd be back. So I'm glad they're not working by the hour. But other than that, me and the dog have been hanging out. And like I said, I've got a mess down here in the basement I got to clean up and straighten up. And I got a mess up in the garage I need to take care of, too. But other than that, you know, just trying to get the place ready to put her on the market.
So we're still looking at losing you toward the end of this month?
Not sure exactly on the time. The people in the house that were buying wanted to stay past the closing date. And, of course, that my home and homeowner's insurance is covering while they're living there. So I went back with the thought of, you know, we're not in that big a hurry. You can push the closing date back to however far you want to. So they went and suggested they push it back to like the 30th or 31st, end of January, whenever that is. But I haven't heard back on that, so I'm not sure. Our original closing date was the 27th, but we haven't put this place on the market yet. So we may be here for, you know, at least past the end of January and possibly in the first, you know, good chunk of February, depending on how things go. I want to make sure I got a place pretty well settled up there before I put this one on the market, because I'd hate to put this one on the market, have it go the next day, and then all of a sudden I've got to put all my stuff up in a 18-wheeler and try to find some place to put it.
It's all about the timing. I'm trying to do the same thing with switch over jobs, right? Right before you let go of one, you grab onto another and try and time it so that you're suspended in air for as little bit of time as possible. Or you got a good firm grasp on both before you let go of one.
It's always been to, you know, grab onto that next grapevine before you let go of the last one. Because the human body was not designed to be very aerodynamic.
So you've been doing any stargazing lately, or has it been too cold out there?
Clearest nights we've had, I'd take the dog out, and it's like, holy moly, I would get a scope out, but then I'd have to get out, you know, 14 space heaters to keep from freezing to death, you know, down in the low 30s, high 20s, and the one night, just a little bit of breeze was blowing, which made it even colder, but the sky was just clear as a bell. I went out with the dog here a little while ago. It's not as cold, or at least it wasn't earlier. It's probably dropped now, but it is clear as a bell out there right now.
So you need to get a video camera set up on that thing, and it's set out there with an X and Y axis, so you can, you know, you can do azimuth and elevation with your mouse on a computer screen and see the results in video on your computer screen in the warmth of the house. Just go mount that thing outside, and you go back inside, get on the computer, and Bluetooth over there to it, and control it, and focus it, and do everything remotely. And then when you get it like you want it, take pictures of it and store it on your computer. They make any gizmos like that for telescopes? I'm sure they do.
They definitely do, but that's almost cheating, you know. It's like. But, yeah, when I get up to the new place, after I get an antenna high enough that I can hit Mount Mitchell, and there's a homeowners association, so I can't put up a tower, so I'm going to have to figure out some way to sneak an antenna up there that nobody will notice, and see if I can hit Mount Mitchell and connect in and hit this repeater. But if not, I'll rig up Echo Link on my computer and get a decent microphone and speakers to try and keep doing it every once in a while. We'll see how that works out. But, so many things to do and so little time. What can I say?
Yeah, well, Steve did that for quite a while when he moved up to South Dakota. I'd say about a half a year he called it via Echo Link, but he had a really good connection. and we had a really good connection, so it made it easy for him. But I think then they moved from Clearwater to Watertown or something like that, and he didn't have a good connection at all. He had to try to connect with his cell phone only, and that just wasn't good enough. He just gave it up after that.
A few times I've hooked in on Echolink via the phone when I was up visiting my daughter up in Washington. It would just blank out and then come back in, and it sounded like it would come back in on the same syllable that it blanked out on when somebody was talking. So I don't know if it was buffering or what it was doing, but it was disconcerting and kind of hard to follow sometimes. It's like somebody's all a little sudden talking along, and then they come back in, you know, it's like that. And it's like, so I'll definitely have to get a decent internet connection up there and try and do it via Echolink for a while anyway.
Yeah, with a computer on hardline, that makes it a whole lot better. Having two computers hardwired to the internet plus the server, the Echolink server, all hardwired in, does reduce the possibility for issues greatly over something that has to go through the air. Well, what else you got for us tonight? Anything else going on in Inman this evening, John?
Just another day in paradise here. What can I say? But It's 9:30. It's about time for second shift to show up. So I'll back on out of here. Walt, you take care of yourself, and I'll say 73s. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Well, I pushed the button on my phone. I was downstairs, and it said 2 hours ago you texted me. I just now saw that. So sorry, I did not get back to it. I just pushed my phone was blank, and I just pushed the button just to see if anybody had called. And I saw your message, so sorry about that. When I'm downstairs, I miss it. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you holding on to it until second shift had an opportunity to arrive, and we'll look forward to you calling it Friday night. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Bravo Delta Mike, I understand you're going to Florida.
No, I'm not going to Florida. Well, I could be going to Florida, but I was just telling John about I've been looking through Indeed and Monster for job openings because my job's kind of going to the pits. So I was looking through them, and I was going through them and finding them that I would apply for. And one of them I came across was by Lockheed Martin for a NASA contract for one of the missions to Mars. And it would be managing two teams, a team in Houston, Texas, and a team in Florida, Cape Canaveral. So I was thinking about, I tried to apply for it, but it had a field that was grayed out, and you couldn't go forward with it grayed out. It had to have a value in it, and I didn't have time to back up and figure out what I did wrong not to be able to get a value in that field. But I think I'm going to hunt for it and try it again tomorrow.
Well, I grew up in Titusville. My dad retired from Cape Canaveral, and he used to work for Pan American for all the missile shoots there. So if you decide to go down there, the housing in that area in Titusville, you can get twice the house that you can here for the same amount of money.
Well, that's good to know. I asked my wife if she'd be willing to move down there, and she just said that depends. She didn't say what it depends on. She just said that depends. So if I tell her you get twice as much house for the same amount of money, that might be just enough to push her over the edge.
I went through four different hurricanes down there, and none of them were bad at all. The worst was Hurricane Donna way back in the 60s, and we were living in a trailer then. And we went over to somebody's house, and it was a block house, so we didn't have any trouble at all during that time.
I have in-laws that live down in Fort Myers, and their house has, for wherever there's glasses or doors or anything, they have these metal things that roll down and fold up. The whole house closes up like Fort Knox when there's a hurricane. And then once the hurricane's over, everything unfolds and it looks like a normal house again. I guess people down there are prepared for it.
They definitely are, and there's a lot of people down there with towers and a lot of people running 2-meter and HF, and the transmission is really good because you're next to the salt water.
I have heard that does make for a really good counterpoise, throwing a wire in salt water. Never have tried it. I have seen people that stick an antenna up in the beach and throw a wire out there in the salt water and go to town with CW, making contacts all over the place.
Affirmative. We used to live next to the St. John's River, and it went from Jacksonville all the way down to West Palm Beach. You could go up and down and never go out in the ocean.
Well, that would be kind of nice. I don't know. It's wishful thinking, though. There's probably a blue million people applying for that job.
Always have other things there at Cape Kennedy, or Cape Canaveral, I like to call it. And they still got the VAB, Vertical Assembly Building, and you can see that from Titusville, just standing there next to the river.
I think when I was a kid, we were down there one time for one launch. I don't know what it was for. One time was the only time I'd ever been down there, but I remember it being very impressive.
I was in Titusville when the first Saturn IIIC was launched, and it cracked the ceiling in my bedroom, and we were 7 miles away.
Well, that had to be an impressive launch. Was that at nighttime or during the day?
During the daytime, and I went to all the moonshots and everything else. I lived down there from 56 to 71.
Well, lucky you. Did you get a lot of good pictures?
Pictures, and got to see a lot of shots and explosions now and then, too.
That must have been a fun place to grow up in. I know I was very interested in that kind of thing. I remember us all sitting around the TV when the small step for man and the giant step for mankind took place. And we were all glued to the TV when that happened.
In Melbourne for the Florida Institute of Technology, and in later years I came back down there and worked at Palm Beach for a company down there. I lived in West Palm Beach, so, and my daughters are in Jacksonville.
Well, I do have a lot of friends in Jacksonville. When I used to work for Bank of America, they had a large quantity of employees in Jacksonville. And we used to have to go down there. I'd drive, instead of flying from here, I'd drive down to Jacksonville and stay a couple of nights and then drive back rather than flying down there because it was about as quick.
Yeah, Jacksonville has grown leaps and bounds and a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
I remember going through it, through Jacksonville a couple of times, and there's a 2-meter repeater down there. That one of the things they boast about is a milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. So you can talk to it. Because it's so flat, they have to have like a kilowatt on 2 meters to get the distance that we can get with 20 watts on 2 meters because we're 3,500 feet up in the air. But they can't do that. They need power. So a milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. I'll never forget that. And also, that was the first time I ever heard of an amateur radio club that put up satellite receivers sprinkled all about so that they could pick you up no matter where you were. They covered all of their shadows with satellite receivers that would allow people to still be able to pick up the repeater just about anywhere. Worked really good, too.
Works pretty good at that. I'm testing out a new radio here for a gentleman, 706 Mark II, and I'm not really running on a 2-meter antenna. I'm an HF antenna.
Well, it is getting kind of, I don't know if it's the repeater or if I'm sounding that way on you, but it is kind of, you might be on low power, but it is getting where you're covered up a little bit with noise. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
It's over to my other one now. This one's a little better, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's like day and night when you switched over to that one. Was the other one just running low power or just not on as good an antenna?
Come on.
Okay, what's this one running? And where are you located? Where are you in Taylor's?
Well, Greenville Tech College, off of Mount.
Oh, well, you're not far from me. If I fly a multirotor up 400 feet, I can look down on Greenville Tech College from my house.
Or in my backyard.
Well, maybe we're desensing each other's radios, and maybe that's what the problem is.
Send my Phantom 4 over your way.
Well, I usually go up about once a day and take pictures just so that in a year I can see how the leaves and everything change over a year's period of time. But that, if you're over there, you're probably, rendezvous halfway between our house with my Spark and your Phantom.
That Sphinx station is?
Yeah, I can see it when I'm taking pictures of the college.
About half a mile from it.
On the north or the south or the east or the west side of it? On the east? Did you say east? I'm just getting the word side. I'm not getting which which direction. Just the word side is all that I'm getting.
West.
Okay, so out toward Berea in that area, on that side.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right, let me check and see if we've got any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and then I'll get right back with you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for DJW?
54, DJW.
This is Whiskey 4, Victor November Victor, Mike in Commerce, Georgia. Just thought I'd check into your net tonight. I have negative and negative.
W4DJW, KF4QM, Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative, and a most pleasant good evening.
W4DJW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, in Kenner, North Carolina. Negative and negative, I think, unless you need somebody to stretch it out, Dave. We're just sitting here listening and enjoying it.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Joliet, Quebec, Yankee.
And Joe and Taylor's actually right down the road from you guys. Be negative, negative.
Okay, second shift has arrived. Net Control, I'd like to recognize Whiskey 4, Victor, November, Victor. And that is Mike over in Commerce, Georgia. You're sounding very good all the way up at Caesar's Head from Commerce, Georgia tonight, Mike. We do appreciate you sticking around and checking in with us this evening. Sounding good from Commerce. Appreciate you being here. Stay safe. And KF4QM, that's Eric over in 6 Mile. Sounding good from 6 Mile tonight. Eric, do appreciate you being here as well. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. I think we got it tonight, Harry, but do appreciate you offering to hang around. But I think we've covered second and third shift. Appreciate you being here. KO4JQY, that's Joel over in Taylor's, who is not too far from Jim and myself, from what I'm hearing. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Take care. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over on Echo Link checking in via text message. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, Jim, KO4BDM, back to you, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You got anything else for us tonight?
Working on different equipment, getting the 706 up for a guy, and he actually gave me a very old transmitter and receiver, two individual ones, and I'd never seen that before, but they actually work. I think they're from the 60s.
So that's just something to tinker with or something that needs fixing?
Wanted them fixed, and I've pretty much got them fixed. And the transmitter is like a TS-520, actually. Single tube, and the rest of it is tube, and the receiver is tube. And he gave me a Drake R8 receiver in exchange for fixing his stuff.
Well, that's pretty cool. I had a 520 one time and a 530 as well. Those are nice, really nice radios. I know he'll enjoy those, and you'll enjoy the Drake, too. That was like top-of-the-line equipment for his day, one of those days, so you'll enjoy that receiver as well, I'm sure.
Same
seems to work really, really well. And he's got a 2 meter. I'm fixing the audio chip on it. And I think he's going to end up giving that one to me also. But he also has a Dentron antenna tuner. I'd never seen one before. But it actually works.
I know my dad had Dentron equipment and had one of those a tuner. Well, he had a grid dip meter. He had a tuner as well. He had tons of stuff like that. Those were the days a long time ago. Never really knew what those were back in those days.
The receiver, he is a TMR-8, a multi-LMAC. Have you ever heard of such thing?
I haven't, but I'm sure there's plenty of ham radio operators that listen in on this net that have.
A new one for me, but it wasn't too hard. I got it up and running, actually.
You find any documentation for it on the internet?
Actually got it and found a tech manual for the operating instructions and electrical schematics for it, surprisingly enough.
Can you imagine hunting for that without the internet?
Would be like looking for hen teeth.
And you're not and you're not too likely to find hen's teeth. What else you got for us tonight?
I'm gonna turn it over to anybody else who needs to get in there. And 73 is to everybody. And I hope you all stay safe and stay away from that COVID. KO4BDM standing by.
All right, Jim. Take care. Appreciate you hanging around for the rapture portion of the net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be running the Blue Ridge 2-meter net along with the swap net. I'm sure you'll enjoy that, and I'm sure he'd be happy to have you tomorrow night. So be sure and stop back in tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
K4OIM, KN4RJN. K4OIM, KN4RJN. KN4RJN.